The Gastineau Humane Society in Juneau has 2 dogs, 17 cats, and a number of smaller animals, like rabbits, guinea pigs, and a chinchilla, all up for adoption. The laminated profiles of the animals are tacked on a corkboard in the lobby. Sometimes, a lot of pets come through their door, like in cases of animal hoarding. And that can cost the shelter tens of thousands of dollars while a court ruling is being decided.
And it's frankly not fair to warehouse animals in a shelter for a long term.
That's Matt Musselwhite, the executive director of the Gastineau Humane Society. If HB 147 passes, owners in hoarding cases can post a bond to have their pets boarded, pending the outcome of the case, or they can relinquish them to the shelter. This simplifies the whole process so animals can be adopted faster.
Yeah, not only is it better for the animals, it's fiscally better for the shelter.
The other part of the bill would make the definition of pets in cases of legal ownership more clear. Right now, the courts consider pets property, and it's ambiguous how to handle that.
Part of the difficulty that I see as a professor of animal law.
Kathy Hessler from Lewis and Clark College in Oregon.
Animals are very, very clearly in the law property, but people don't treat them in their lives and in their homes as property. And so what that means is their interactions are at odds with the legal framework.
She testified at a recent hearing in support of the pet bill. She says in cases of divorce and dissolution, property with monetary value, like a house, can be divided. But your precious dog or cat can't be cut in half.
So courts are doing all kinds of things because they don't have statutory guidance. And sometimes courts are simply unwilling to make a ruling.
If HB 147 passes, judges will have the green light to rule in cases of pet ownership, with the understanding that the pet's overall well-being has to be considered. The legislation doesn't extend to dog mushing teams, which, to the courts, have monetary worth. Pets would also be included as part of a domestic violence restraining order.
A husband might say to his wife, "If you leave me, I will kill the dog."
Same principle. The judge will have the authority to protect pets as part of a restraining order. Initially, the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault opposed the bill.
Sometimes I get a little frustrated with these big national movements. We kind of took care of that 15 years ago.
Peggy Brown is the network's executive director. She says several years ago, the advocacy group worked really hard to make sure pets were included as part of personal essential items on protective order forms.
There's a box that can be checked. It actually says pets and then names in case there are more than one pet.
Those existing protective orders are already legally binding. The bill wouldn't change that. Brown worried that custody language in HB 147 could turn pet disputes into ugly court battles, like in family law cases, increasing interactions between the victim and abuser. Brown withdrew her opposition after Representative Vasquez changed that part of the bill. Brown says that the overall bill reinforces the victim's ownership of the pet. It's a good thing.
It puts it in ink when it was kind of in pencil, I guess, is one way you can look at it. Is now it's in two different places. It's in statute and it's on the protective order forms.
If the pet bill does pass, Alaska will join 28 other states with similar legislation. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.